With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Republican J.D. Vance and Vice President Kamala Harris have spoken after the Ohio senator was named former President Trump's running mate. White House correspondent Greg Clexton reports.
The vice president reached out to Vance after he became the GOP vice presidential nominee. She left a congratulatory voicemail. He returned the call and the two exchanged pleasantries. Harris urged Vance to accept a debate invitation either next week or next month. According to people familiar with the matter, the two campaigns are still working on terms for a debate. Meanwhile, Vance will be the keynote speaker here at the Republican National Convention Wednesday night when he will formally accept the vice presidential nomination. Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
San Diego Congressman Mike Levin wants Democrats to slow down the process of nominating President Biden for a second term. He's planning to sign onto a letter asking the Democrat National Committee to forego a virtual roll call process that could make the president the nominee for a second time as soon as Sunday. Dozens of Democrats in the House are asking the party to wait until the convention in mid-August. Also at SRNNews.com, New Jersey Democrat Senator Bob Menendez is found guilty on federal charges, including accepting bribes. Julie Walker has more on the story.
Guilty. That's the verdict in New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez's federal trial of accepting bribes of cash, gold bars, and a luxury car from three businessmen and acting as a foreign agent for Egypt. The jury finding the 70-year-old Democrat guilty on all 16 counts. Prosecutors said over a nine-week trial that Menendez abused the power of his office to protect allies from criminal investigations and enrich associates, including wife Nadine, who goes on trial separately due to breast cancer surgery. Both insist they are innocent. Julie Walker, New York.
This is SRN News. A warning about Pakistan.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is urging the State Department to designate the mostly Muslim nation as a country of particular concern. Pakistan has some of the most draconian blasphemy laws on earth, and they're directed at Christians almost all of the time. Believers can be executed for saying or doing anything that is seen as insulting to Islam, and accusations are often made with no evidence. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Argentina has officially designated Hamas a terror group, breaking with the country's pro-Palestinian past. Argentina's new conservative president, Javier Milei, was the driving force behind that decision to condemn Hamas. The designation allows the Argentine government to freeze any assets Hamas has in the country and pursue others. Argentina has also declared Hezbollah to be a terrorist group. The country's large Jewish community has issued a statement praising the government's decisions. This is SRN News. A judge has cleared the way for the demolition of a Texas church.
That church in Sutherland Springs is where a gunman killed more than two dozen worshipers in 2017. The attack, which killed 26 people, remains the deadliest church shooting in U.S. history. The judge denied a request to extend a temporary restraining order granted recently to stop the First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs from demolishing that building. It's unclear when the building might be torn down. A new church was completed for the congregation about a year and a half after the shooting. John Scott reporting.
San Diego County is notifying people about a tuberculosis exposure at a nursing home in Santee. The county says residents, employees, contractors, and visitors were potentially exposed to TB between December 13th and July 8th at the Edgemore Skilled Nursing Facility. There was a 17% increase in TB cases across San Diego County last year. More details at SRNNews.com.